Thanks for clicking and listening. It is another time for one of the best podcasts on the chart. My name's Evan. I'm an artificial intelligence and Love Dev made me say that. Today's episode is 117. Magic Tree.
There we have it, folks. Looks like it's official. No more, none of that 20-second intro. Could you imagine if my intro was 20 minutes? That means the whole show would be over an hour. Impossible. I don't think anyone would want to listen to me for another an hour. Actually, talking about hours, I've just created a new website. Yeah, it took me about an hour. I say an hour, it took me more than an hour. What am I talking about? It took me around about a couple of days. Or should we say a week to get it all ready. So yeah, I've launched it now. Google www.lovedevbarpager.com. You'll see my whole website. I've got media on there. I've got a gallery. I've got my bio. If you read my bio, you get to see how I started comedy, how I kind of fell into it. Which is quite interesting and funny at the same time. Created that. Do check that out. I've got links to this podcast, obviously, on there. And if you fancy, you can get on my mailing list. So at the end of it, where it says contact us, you can just fill it in and then you can get updated to any events that I'm going to be at or maybe some exclusive news. You will be the first to hear about it. Do check that out. And you can always pass it on to your buddies and say, hey, this is a friend of mine, or I listened to this guy's podcast and he's actually got a website and it's really nice. Give me some comments. If you're not on my Facebook comedy profile, send me a friend request. Actually, don't send me a friend request. If I don't know you, then I won't add you. But you can follow me on Facebook. Yeah, that's how I should word it. Although I don't know where all my listeners are from. Some of you are abroad. So, yeah, those of you abroad, give me a little follow on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I'm on everything now, do you know what I mean? So that would be nice. I've had an unusual event at work. I managed to injure myself. I didn't do it purposely. It just happened. I won't go into full details, but I got injured at work, right? And I was off for a couple of days, and I couldn't do anything because of the injury. It was quite a bad injury, I'll be honest. It wasn't nice. It was, at that moment, it was not a nice place to be in. So it stopped me from going back into work. I had to stay at home. I couldn't go to the gym. It was awful. I had a sprain, should I say. And I had an injury to my chest. And a friend of mine who works there, he's a Nigerian guy, right? And he got me one of those anointments. Yeah. It's called Aboniki. And he said to me, put this on yourself and you won't need any other medication. So it's kind of like Vaseline. It smells like Vaseline, but 10 times stronger, like the smell. And I'll tell you what, you put it on, say you've got like a spray or you've got a bruise somewhere, right? Put it on there, yeah? You don't feel it straight away. Make sure you rub the ointment in properly and it proper burns, you know. You can tell that it works, do you know what I mean? I thought it was some kind of witchcraft. Like some Nigerian witchcraft. So I've been using that. Highly recommend it. You'll probably find it on eBay. It's like a yellow jar. It's got like an eagle on it. And yeah, check it out. My non-Nigerian friends, obviously Nigerians know about it, innit? It's like one of those medications that everyone knows about. There's one that they have in India, right? It's called Hajmola. And it's like a tablet form. And it's brown in colour. And it's got like a weird smell to it. And we all know about this. It's good for your digestive system. I remember when we were young, you couldn't really get it in England. And if you could, it was expensive. Nowadays, it's quite cheap. But Hajmola, I used to eat that all the time. Like, if you've got an upset stomach, it's great to have one of them. I think once when I was a kid, I overloaded on it and I ended up having the runs. That's funny, isn't it? I do love a good remedy, like the ones you don't know about. I told Sheila to get hold of that Nigerian cream. She couldn't find it, so she brought me back this Jamaican one. It's called Rub. Yeah, I think it's called Rub, right? And it's okay, but I don't think it's as good as the Nigerian one. Like, to me, it's just normal Vaseline. Oh, that's hilarious. Been doing loads of gigs. I've done a couple of theatre stuff. That was nice. That was last weekend. I've got nothing this weekend. I am a little bit disappointed. Like, nobody wants to book me, man. Maybe I'm not good enough, or there's just not enough gigs to get around. Who knows? That's funny. I think it's time we do an Ask the UK. What do you reckon? I've already got the question because I was looking before I started the podcast. I don't normally do that, but this one I thought, I'm just going to do it. It's literally put up an hour ago. So it's Ask the UK, all UK relevant questions that people will ask. Obviously brought to you by the forum Reddit. So this one has been posted by Focus Gullible 985. You might find some truthfulness about myself now, so I've got to be careful what I say. So this question is, would you stay completely silent in a police interview? Personally, it depends on the interview, innit? What type of interview it is. Obviously, if you're involved, most people will say no comment, won't they, during an interview. And that wastes police time because they get annoyed. They try and get you to open up. I did have a police interview, right, many moons ago. I won't tell you what it was about, but I'll let you figure it out. Basically, I got stopped once, right? I was driving and I got pulled over. And the officer came and he said, smells really nice in this car. And I said, thanks, it's my new magic tree. And he says, are you sure? Because this smells like a different tree. And I went, yeah. Anyway, they took me in. And they wanted to interview me, and they wanted to know what was so special about my magic tree. So I did a proper police interview, and they taped it, I don't think they videoed it, but they taped it. And they asked me why I really like this magic tree, and what kind of effect did I think that magic trees have on people. And I said, well, it doesn't really affect anyone else. It only affects myself. I'm still in control of what I'm doing. And if anything, I think the government should legalize this magic tree. That way, we can control it and you guys will make money on the tax. And it will stop the big magic tree sellers from selling other stuff like, you know, house plants, should we call them? Poppies, that type of plants. I said it will stop them, and yeah, I think it's a really good thing. And I'll tell you what's really funny about it, right, during that police interview, as I was saying that, and I actually said it wastes a lot of police time because they should be out there catching the real criminals instead of pulling over the likes of me. And the police officers, no word of a lie, right, they both had their thumbs up. Both of them, right? Like, yeah, that's brilliant. Carry on. And then when I finished the interview, I said to them, what did I say? I said, can I have my magic tree back? And guess what they said? They said, no, we're all going to put it in a big pot and we're going to pass it around the room. They genuinely said that. And I just laughed. That was many, many moons ago. Obviously, I don't use that magic tree in my car anymore because I've grown up in it. I just get a normal air freshener. It just lasts longer. So, yeah, I'll let you guys figure out what I was talking about, but I'm pretty sure you all know. I want to know what Focus Gullible has said, because the question he asked was, would you stay completely silent in a police interview? Underneath that is wrote, I sometimes watch the programs like 24 Hours in Police Custody and think that realistically, the police don't have a case against some of them until they talk and give up information. See, that's true. You can stay silent in a police interview. If they don't know 100% of the story, they can't prosecute you. I think that's why a lot of people say no comment, no comment. It is not therefore better that if you're arrested, you just stay completely silent and expect the case to collapse on lack of evidence. Yeah, see, that's what they put, and I've more or less said the same thing, ain't it? So if you keep saying no comment during a police interview, you're not going to, you're not going to get convicted, are you? It depends on what you've done, do you know what I mean? Don't go doing mad crimes. I'm not telling you all out there to do mad crimes. Do you know what? Talking about crimes, I am going off a little bit off topic, right? So the other day, my missus had a car accident with this geezer, right? I don't want to say too much in case it goes out. But basically, this guy caused it and he walked away. And I was like, when my missus told me, I was like, how can you walk away from an accident when you know it's your fault and you don't want to take any liability? And this guy walked away, you know. And I thought, do you know what? Let's report him. Because there's no need for that. If he's done that, if he's done this once, he could do it again. So luckily, we did a bit of James Bond and found out, got some CCTV, got footage of the geezer. And it's been presented to the police, so they're dealing with it now. But they're taking forever, man. Maybe that person is saying no comment. It could be that, isn't it? It's kind of like a hit and run. That's what it's classed as. If you hit another vehicle and you don't exchange details, that is a hit and run. That's what it's classed as, isn't it? So I really do hope that my wife gets some justice because the damage, she has to pay for it. And I said, that's unfair, especially when he knows he's done wrong. Like he should have said. And the worst thing about it, right, I had my kids in the car. The man couldn't even go over to see if my kids were all right. Just walked off. And that's what annoyed me the most. So people like that deserve to get the full treatment, in my own opinion. Proper going off topic. But that just reminded me of no comments and being interviewed by the police. I really do hope that guy does get an interview. The other night, I had this old remnants of an old computer game. Yeah, I used to play it for ages. Street Fighter 2. It was one of my favourite ever computer games. And I remember, like, I played it again, right, on my PC. And I haven't played it in ages. And I always liked the character Ken, right, is one of the characters in the game. at the end of his story, so it's very quick, do you know what I mean? I'm talking about in the 90s, the Street Fighter 2 when it came out on the SNES. And on this game, right, the guy gets married at the end, innit? And I remember that was the only video game that made me cry at the end of it. I was like, what, 10 or 11? And I remember crying because I was so happy for Ken to to get married. I'm absolutely mental, I am. So, you know, like, I go on Reddit to get most of my stuff, right? Sometimes I just like to scroll on it, just see what comes up, what the latest trend is. And there's this group called Learner Driver UK, yeah. I'm not following it or anything like that, but it just came across. And I'll tell you what happened. Someone put this post up, basically, they said they overtook a funeral procession on their driving test. And they just kind of like wrote how they felt about it. And then I left a comment, which has got like thousands of likes. I said, at least you didn't fail for undertaking. And everyone has put like loads of comments. Someone put down, legit burst out laughing at this. Someone put, perfectly executed comment. And the best one is, the best comment, I mean, there's thousands of them, but the best one someone wrote was, I'm wheezing, ha ha ha, brilliant. And then they've put down, in brackets, I have a chest infection, and laughing at this has triggered a coughing fit. And it was worth it. Oh, God, I'm too funny, you know. Talking about the stuff on the Reddit thingamajig. I should do one where it's not even related, because you all know I do Ask the UK. I do stupid questions. I should just do one that is like a really random topic. Just pick it and just read, you know, just comment on it in my own words, as I normally do. So let's move. Let's move swiftly on. No stupid questions. Okay, this question that I found, yeah, it's kind of related to the police one, the no comments. I feel like it's all going to be like that. Who knows what the weird news story is going to be? We'll get to that. So, this question has been put up by Odd Ladder, yeah? And the question they have asked is, if you knew you was going to prison for life in 24 hours... what would you do in those last 24 hours of freedom? So if I knew I was going to go, what would I do for the last 24 hours? I don't know whether I would just do my comedy set for a full 24 hours, like round the clock, non-stop. Just continue the same thing. I'd probably get bored though. If I kept doing the same material. So then what I would probably do is do what I'm doing now, more or less a podcast. I could do a 24-hour podcast episode and just spill the beans on my whole life like I did with the magic tree. I could do that. I mean, 24 hours is not long if you think about it. I'd probably sleep for some of them 24 hours, because has anyone ever stayed awake for 24 hours? I've done it once, and I don't think I'd ever do it again. For 24 hours? Yeah, I'd do a bit of stand-up. I think that's what I'd do. I think I'd do all the things that I've been scared to do. So I'm scared of fast rides, roller coasters, right? I'd probably do a bungee jump. Parachute, maybe I'd rob a bank or try. I mean, you're going to prison anyway, so why not just have a bit of fun? Could do that. Or I could just keep saying no comment and get away with going to prison. You'd have to do something really bad if you're going to prison for life. I'd be interested to see what other people have said they would do. Someone's put, transfer all my money to a loved one, tidy up everything I own, and sort it according to who I have it, who I want to have it. Then off myself. I suppose that is quite logical. Get all your stuff in order. That would make sense, wouldn't it? Make sure my mortgage is paid off. I don't even think I'd ever pay it off, but I'd make sure my kids are all right, innit? That's what I would do. I think I'd eat everything as well. I would eat, because I don't drink no more, I probably would just drink. I mean, you're not going to get it in prison, are you? Might as well just carry on drinking. I'd probably even go back to magic trees. I think that's what I will do. That sounds about right, innit? I will think of more stuff. I know when I finish this podcast, I'll go, oh yeah, I could have said that, or I could have said this. Well, that's how podcasts roll, don't they? It's all off the cuff, as we say. Talking about off the cuff, I want to end this podcast as swiftly as I started it. So it's time to do a weird news story. Now, I don't know how legit some of these weird news stories can be at times. But you know when you read a title and you think, nah, that can't be real, man. The only reason I say that, like, I'm not saying it isn't real, And this is no prejudiced, should I say, is the words, against any form of person or religion or gender, or do you know what I mean? There's nothing like, but this one I'm thinking, is it actually real? It was only been put up a couple of days ago. It's the story comes all the way from Australia. And the article has been put up by a Christian website, right? I think it's Christian. I could be wrong, but it's one of them religious websites. Today's story comes all the way from Australia. Like I said, whether it's real or not, who knows? Or should I say, God knows. But only you could be the judge of that, and I'll see if I'm the judge of that at the end of the story. It is a bit bizarre. The title is, Australian parents pull their children from school after a graphic class teaching about bestiality. What comes after LGBTQIA+ in the rainbow alphabet? Being taught to captive children. Many critics of the movement assumed it would be P for pederasty or paedophilia, and in some places it is. But in Australia, it seems that B might be the next letter added to the ever longer list of sexual and gender deviances, whatever that means. According to whistleblowers and outraged parents, children as young as 13 in a South Australia school were forcibly taught about sexual activities with animals as part of a queer LGBTQI education class. I don't believe that. I got a feeling this story is not real at all. But it is in the weird news art section where I look for my stories. I'm going to continue reading it. Some of you probably switched off. The revelations drew outrage from parents and half-hearted apologies from education officials. The presentation in question at Renmark High School was delivered to ninth grade students under the guise of teaching about respectful relationships. How is bestiality respectful? That is so ridiculous. It was so graphic and grotesque that multiple girls had to leave the classroom to go to the bathroom just to get away before seeking help from their parents. This is according to ABC News in Australia. Is that an official channel, ABC News? Some students spoke out. There was a slide for what the plus means in LGBT, right? And they just started randomly saying words that no one knew. Like bestiality, explained Amelia. Wundenberg is 14. One of the victims of the homosexuality and transgenderism promoting sessions. It was on the board when they were showing what the plus meant. After the first reference, the presenter then got even more graphic, explaining human sexual acts with animals in detail, while implying that it was normal and accepted by homosexuals, transgenders and bisexuals. I don't believe that, and others. So basically what they're saying is that this graphic act with animals is normal within the homosexual and transgender community. That I don't believe that. This story is mad. I don't think this is real. Like I said, it's on a Christian website. And I'm not judging, because only God can judge. Although I'm not religious. They said the queer community accepts all of it, even though isn't it illegal? According to Wundenberg, the sex educator who presented the material, who also extremely graphic when describing her own perversions and fetishes, describing herself as confused. The presenter also said that growing up, she could not tell whether she idolize people or wanted to have relationships with them. Another student, Courtney White, wow, they've named her, said she felt confused and blindsided by the I can't even say this word, you know, is it an Australian word? Indoctrination. Some of you are probably laughing at me now. Among other concerns, White said teachers left the students alone with the queer staff. And then the brainwashing began. The first slide of the PowerPoint on the board was, "You can see queerly now." "You can see clearly now, the rain has come." Oh my God. This has got to be one of the most bizarre, strangest, I don't think it's real, stories ever published. I'm going to carry on reading. As the perversion became increasingly outrageous, Courtney and other girls became so uncomfortable they had to leave. Yeah, you've told us that. We were just sitting there. "What are we doing here?" they said. "Why are we learning about animals?" "Having relationship with humans," she said. "It was really disgusting and uncomfortable." Do you know what? It probably happened, but not in that sense, right? They probably said something like, there are people out there that do that and it's sick. Of course it is, right? So, but it sounds like they're blaming the LGBT community for this. That's what it sounds like to me. And this is on the internet. "The experience was so extreme that some parents have formally pulled their children from school. My kids are in limbo," said Courtney's mom, after removing all three of her children. "They are not in an education department at this point. I'm not putting them anywhere until I know this won't happen again." It's a long story. The school, meanwhile, is in damage control mode, apologising to parents and offering counselling to the traumatized students. So the educator and the LGBT inclusion advocate, right, who's a non-binary, uses mix or miss instead of Mr. or Mrs., right? So it was important that all children learn about every kind of perversion. However, she added, "Lessons on gender confusion and perverse acts include sodomy, fornication, and more should be conducted in a way that is safe and appropriate." Ironically, perhaps she claimed the LGBT community was the real victim. Of course, so maybe this is real because they have acknowledged that the LGBT community are getting blamed for this now. The exclusive news comes just weeks after a transgender UN expert from Australia working on global regulations for children's medical care from the WHO was exposed sharing photos of bestiality with dogs. The expert, a woman impersonating a man who used the name Teddy Cook, is an LGBT community health director in Sydney. Another perverted fiend down under was a popular academic from Charles Darwin Uni who specialised in crocodiles, was arrested late last year, and he was charged with abusing dozens of dogs. The BBC reported the perversion was so horrific, the judge asked security officers to exit the court. The perpetrator, Adam Britton, was also charged for other stuff that I don't even want to say. In California, as first exposed by the Newman report years ago, government schools have already been caught normalizing sex between adults and children. When confronted by a mom about why they were teaching paedophilia, the district superintendent responded that children is a sexual orientation that existed in history, so it's important to teach it. I suppose it's important to teach the signs so children know, right, that, you know, if a stranger or someone touches you in a certain way, to report it, because children can be naive. They don't really know, do you know what I mean? Just as critics warned, it was only a matter of time before the perversion of alphabet being forced on captive children in government schools grew to include more letters. It seems that P and B may be next as Western society turns away from God. There we go. Truth, morality, and common sense. Unfortunately, the devastating harm done to children is just getting started. But listen, right? Now, I'm not criticizing any religion because all religions are the same, innit? This was being put up on a religious website, as I said. Yeah. I just found a story and I thought, this looks intriguing. I need to know if it's real. Obviously, probably isn't. But what they're basically saying is happens in their own religion community. I don't know if I've worded that properly. But you know what I'm saying, innit? That things like this happen everywhere. But to blame it on a community, for instance, the LGBT community, is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But that was today's weird news story. Whether it was real, I'll let you decide that. Some of you probably like, I need to read up on this. Do Google it, but have a look. The title is Australian Parents Pull Children from a School After a Graphic Class Teaching About Bestiality. Somehow, I don't think that's real. Oh, God. Talking about God, that is the end of today's podcast. I hope you liked it. Folks, remember, give it a like, give it a share. Do leave a comment, man. Get me back in the charts. If you've never done it, go on Spotify, go on Apple, click the star button. If you don't want to leave a comment, just put brilliant or something like that. You can keep it short and sweet, do you know what I mean? Just give it a like. It really, really helps. And do check out my website, lovedevbarpager.com. There you go. Nice and easy. I'll see you for the next episode. Take care, folks.